BRHS does not have a cafeteria. At lunch, some of the students sit at tables in the gym while they eat, and others wander the halls.
But the trouble with is the gym at BRHS is used from 6 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, including lunchtime.
Susan Murphy chairs the Lower Kuskokwim School Board. At lunchtime, the gym is split into two sections, and while some students are eating, some have class on the other side. Murphy says that this arrangement is not working for kids. But the biggest reason for the building of the new kitchen is to consolidate all the different kitchens that the district is presently using.
You have to have storerooms at each of the facilities. You have to have cooks at each of the facilities. It's much cheaper to have one central kitchen with one storage area where you have all the meals are prepared and then sent out.
Some of these kitchens may not even be available for the school district's use much longer, Murphy says.
We are now leasing space from BNC. When that lease and that lease includes use of the kitchen in the BNC building. However, when that lease is up, we won't have access to that kitchen anymore. So we need a kitchen.
The construction of the building probably won't happen until next year, but when it does, maybe lunchtime will begin to feel more like a lunch break for some Bethel students. For KYUK, I'm Adrian Wagner.